This is Jimmy LaFave. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Oh, good golly. What a great song. What a great way to kick off Tell the Band to Go Home. This is UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff here, your host, till 4 o'clock, playing you the good stuff. And if that's any indication, it's not just going to be the good stuff, it's going to be the great stuff. It's just one of those weeks. There's not a lot of new music to report. I got a couple of things that I'm really excited about, and then some other stuff that's okay, and then we'll just figure out where we go from there, which can be dangerous, but it can lead to good things as well. Kicked it off with something from Jimmy LaFave there, title track to his album Buffalo Return to the Plains. Still remember seeing that guy for the first time on TV and just being absolutely blown away. It was on Austin City Limits. He was playing with Lisa Loeb. I was a big Lisa Loeb fan at the time and tuned into that one. And you know how they have they have the headliner go first, and then there's some other joker at the end. And he was the other joker. And boy, oh boy, just blew me away. Amazing. And I've been a huge fan ever since. Miss that guy. Anywho, yeah. If you got any requests, suggestions for next week's show, God knows I could use them, because things are a little light again this week. So we're gonna end up relying on some of the old favorites. I'm gonna try to dig through and play a bunch of favorites that we haven't heard in some time. But there's nothing going on. There's nothing happening. There's nothing to be excited about. There's nothing to feel good about in our lives. It's just misery and despair. But at least we have great music. And like I said, I got a couple of great things coming up for you. I want to kick it off with this one, though. This has kind of been a bit of a firestorm on the social medias these days. This guy came out and called out his audience the other day, and it set off a bit of a firestorm on the social media. Like I said, this guy, Tyler Childers, we played him on the show. We love him. He's been making a name for himself, building up his profile. And he's got this new album, and it's called Long Violent History. And most of it is just Appalachian fiddle tunes, just him playing fiddle tunes, and it's instrumental. But at the end, there's one song that kind of puts it all in perspective. And it's a pretty strong statement. We're gonna play that song for you right now. But he went on the YouTube. There's this great video called A Message from Tyler. It's 6 minutes long. I don't think I'm gonna play it all for you. And he's off mic, which drives me crazy. But he kind of calls out his rural country music audience and says, you know what? Maybe it's time for you to do better. And of course, you know, white dudes stuck in their ways can't be told that kind of thing. We just don't do that because they're perfect as they are, of course. So it kind of riled some people up, but of course, sensible, intelligent, you know, non-caveman people are saluting him, while some of the thick skulls in country music in the rural South are sharpening their pitchforks and their spears and coming for them. And we salute them. You know, we got to call out racism and sexism and all the isms and just learn to love one another, or at least learn to accept one another. So here's that song, title track to his new album, Tyler Childers, Tell the Band to Go Home.
That it's been since the last time it happened. It's happening again right in front of our eyes. Just updated footage, wild speculation, tall tales and hearsay and absolute lies. Been passed off as factual, but actually the actual cause is there. Blocking the way, keeping us all from enjoying our evening, shoving its roots through the screens in our face. Now what would you get if you heard my opinion? Conjecturing on matters that I ain't never dreamed. All my born days as a white boy from Hickman, based on the way that the world's been to me. It's called me belligerent, it's took me for ignorant, but it ain't never once made me scared just to be. Could you imagine just constantly worrying, kicking, fighting, begging to breathe? How many boys mountain, chute full of holes, cuffed and laying in the streets, till we come into town in a stark raving anger, looking for answers and armed to the teeth. 30-06s, Papa's old pistol, how many you reckon would it be, 4 or 5? Or would that be the start of a long violent history of tucking our tails as we tried to abide? That be the start of a long violent history of tucking our tails as we try to abide.
Better when the wind cuts cold. Oh, it's a mighty hard living, but a damn Looks bigger than it should.
If there's two things that I hate, it's having to cook and trying to date. And busting our ass all day to play hurry up and wait. That's a few things that I hate. If I call and I ain't drunk, this old boat will still be sunk. 'Cause one of my friends has taken her in and given her codeine. One of my friends has taken her in and given her codeine.
Church on Sunday, look the preacher in the eye.
Some soothing folk music on a Sunday afternoon from the Drive-By Truckers. Hope that's easing you into your day there. Sinkhole from that quiet folk band, the Drive-By Truckers, from their album Decoration Day. Before that, former Drive-By Trucker, Jason Isbell, along with his 400 unit, went way back to the album Here We Rest, the one that kind of, I think that one started to definitely tip the scales in his favor. That one was sort of where he started to make his name as a solo artist. And then, of course, after that, he just launched into overdrive on the next one. But that's still a great record, that Here We Rest. I have an autographed copy right over there from when I went to see Jason Isbell in Fargo, North Dakota at the Aquarium with about 45 people. And nobody wanted to come with me. And it was amazing. Holy cow. Well, Jane came, but I asked people, you want to go see Jason Isbell on Canada Day at this tiny club? Nah, not worth it. Ha ha. Steve Earle in there before that from Copperhead Road. You know, I was going to actually play the song Copperhead Road, but then I remembered that nobody ever needs to hear that song ever again. It's a great song, but you don't ever need to hear it again because you've heard it. Devil's Right Hand instead we heard there. A couple from Tyler Childers in there before that. We heard White House Road from his album Purgatory and the title track to his new record, Long Violent History. And man, it's a shame to see people jumping on Tyler for doing the right thing, but such is the world that we live in, and we like to think of it as a problem exclusive to the southern United States, but friends, I tell you it's not. There are idiots here too. All the anti-maskers, all the people who think that the lockdown is unconstitutional, anybody who's ever used the phrase cancel culture, you should either not be listening to the show or you should listen to it and hopefully frickin' learn something, you moron. Anyway, oh, there we go. Okay. Get mad at me, I don't care. Something new, we played you something, we talked about anyway. Yeah, something we talked about this new album last week, I think we talked about it. We didn't play anything from it, though. Matthew Ryan. He's got this project called Strays Don't Sleep. They made an album like 15 years ago, and then it sounds like something bad happened, and they ended their partnership quite dramatically, and just started speaking to each other again. Well, no, I guess they stayed friends, but they sat down to see if they could write music. Last October, and the first song from their new thing, A Short Film for a Long Day, is out now, and it's a beauty. Check this out. You can get it on the Bandcamp. Look up MatthewRyan.bandcamp.com. This is a beauty called I Walked Away from a Strays Don't Sleep on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Everything is right on time. it all went wrong. But I don't mind. Like a drunk on the stage, I walked away. Oh, I got swallowed by the hollows. Oh, I got tore up by the knives. Oh, I begged and killed and followed. I got so fucking close to the edge that I thought I'd never see myself again. All I want is truth and love, melody, and just enough. No lie that quiets your pretty face. I walked away. Oh, I got swallowed by the hollows. Oh, I got turned by the knives. Oh, begged and killed and followed. I got so fucking close to the edge that I thought I'd never see myself again. I got swallowed by the hollows. Oh, I got wounded by the edge that I thought I'd never see you again, my friend.
Didn't fix me like I thought it would. high in East Berlin. I really like the way it ended, how he forgives his friend and turns him in. And I think I see what you were saying about technically it should, but it didn't fix me. It didn't fix me like I thought it would. It didn't fix me. It didn't fix me. I finally got a nomination for an award that I don't need. But I said that out of obligation. I really spent hours on my speech. I thanked my biggest inspirations and the good folks back in Hollywood. But it didn't fix me. It didn't fix me like I thought it would. I'm ugly and loves me for those reasons too. And even though I'm feeling stronger than I ever thought I could, it still didn't fix me. Didn't fix me. Didn't fix me like I thought it would.
Taking the heat, the only help I got today's from a stranger on the street. Oh, stranger on the street. If you wanted to cry, why would you say things if you knew it was a lie? Oh, you knew it was a lie. Dark was the night. Sleep, so I got up and walked around. Oh, got up and walked around. I walked into Dallas crying all the way, running over in my mind everything I meant to say. Oh, everything I meant to say. Papa writes to Johnny, but Johnny can't come home. It's been too much time, too many nights on the road. Oh, too many nights on the
What is love, you ask? My head spins, recalling every song, story, words, and glorious things I ever heard. Every cliche rings in my ears like a bell announcing the birth of a new day or the death of yesterday. Depends on how you hear it. I haven't a clue. So I ask love, what are you? Love replies, can't you feel me? I'm here. I'm the one holding your hand, reminding you not to forget me. I'm the warm feeling in your belly when you don't know why. And the ache to the core when one someone sways to the other side of a vibe. And the tingle on your skin when it's touched by the tip of a thrill you can rely on. The knowing when your eyes meet eyes that recognize yours and hold you. Loose enough to move freely, but tight enough to never let you fall. I'm the breath you take in and let all the way out to the end. When you're held and your shoulders drop into arms you flop that feel like a blanket of truth. And wrap you and soothe you to the moon you thought was in the sky. I'm the backbone that holds it all together. The vertebrae stacked on top of each other when it's all gone pear-shaped and wrong. I'm the biting on your lip, keeping it zip, swallowing words that could wound and rip apart. I'm choosing kindness over being right. I'm the fight in you when you don't know how. The light in you when it's gone right out. I'm life when I'm near. Hope without fear. I'm nothing fancy in a world dripping in gold, but a beautiful jewel never bought, never sold. And when you open your heart and let me in alone, you'll know who I am, because I feel like home.
Okay, fine. It's a little different. I'll give you that, but I don't know. I guess I just love listening to the Irish accent. It's something that just puts a spell on me. I miss my Static Roots Irish friends. Love listening to them talk. I don't even know what the hell they're saying most of the time, but I just think it's amazing. They can just talk all day, and I'll just, oh, you're so interesting. Not a clue what they're saying. That's Imelda May, believe it or not. She's got this kind of spoken word poetry album called Slip of the Tongue, which makes me want to play you some Whitesnake. That album is so underrated, Whitesnake's Slip of the Tongue. I don't know why it didn't get the acclaim that it deserves. You look it up, Slip of the Tongue by Whitesnake. That's Imelda May, though. Before that, we heard Gillian Welch from her album Boots Number 2, The Lost Songs, Volume 2. It's out now. It's this new package of all these songs written around the time the Revelator Soul Journey period that just sat on the shelves. And there's quite a dramatic story about they almost lost everything and they rescued all this stuff, running through this collapsing building, pulling out notebooks and stuff. There's a cool vinyl package, but you can only get it from them, and I'm sure shipping is $1 million, and it's like 3 records, but it looks like a cool package. I'm sure it would cost $1 million. I didn't even get to the shipping part, but I could be persuaded if anybody's in. We heard Papa Writes to Johnny there from Gillian and Dave. We heard something brand new from Dawes in there. I quite like that one. They got a new record coming out right away called Good Luck With Whatever. We heard Didn't Fix Me. And off the top, Strays Don't Sleep featuring Matthew Ryan and Nielsen Hubbard. I Walked Away From a Short Film for a Long Story. Oh my God, the CanCon. They're coming for us. Duck and cover. We're gonna have to go hardcore here for you. And while we're at it, we might as well fill the quota, get the CRTC off of our backs by playing you this one. I've often said, this should be the Canadian National Anthem. Get rid of that old Canada crap. My vote's for this one, I think.
For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage. To find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. Westward from the Davis Strait is there 'twas said to lie, the sea route to the Orient for which so many died, seeking gold and glory, leaving weathered broken bones and a long forgotten lonely cairn of stones. For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. 3 centuries thereafter, I take passage over land
in the footsteps of brave counsel, where his sea of flowers began. Watching cities rise before me, then behind me sink again. This tardiest explorer, driving hard across the plain, for just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. And through the night behind the wheel, the mileage clicking west, I think upon Mackenzie, David Thompson, and the rest, who cracked the mountain ramparts and did show a path for me to race the roaring Fraser to the sea. For just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. How then am I so different from the first men through this way? Like them, I left a settled life, I threw it all away, to seek a Northwest Passage at the call of many men, to find there but the road back home again. For just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea.
Without you.
in case of emergency, you just pull that off the shelf, a CanCon emergency, you pull that off the shelf. I feel like that album was made just for me, for this situation. Because in a CanCon emergency, you need some help, and I needed some help. And luckily, we have 60-second songs. There's two of them, with some CanCon from Lewis Melville, that was Cast Iron. I love Lewis Melville. And Stephen Fearing with Whoville. And off the top of that little CanCon emergency set, we heard our mandatory stand for the week, Northwest Passage. We got to take a break. We'll come back with more Tell the Band to Go Home. Please stick with us.